Brother Freeman is going to give his discourse, not in his time.
I think I've spoken to everyone, but again, we're so happy to be here in the home of Sister Eleanor at the Houston Convention. It's always a blessing. This hymn that we sang just before this last one, I don't recall what it was. But anyway, in that third verse, no word he has spoken was ever yet broken. And we know in the scriptures it tells us God cannot lie. Not one word shall return unto him void, but shall accomplish that whereto it was sent. Well, dear brethren, we're again with the friends here in due time. In God's due time, not Freeman Thompson. But we know that eventually the knowledge will fill the whole earth. We know that in due time, Christ died for all. And we know eventually, between 10 and 11 on that chart, the blessings for the world of mankind. And we have some blessed assurances. I think I mentioned one or two there in Isaiah 55:11. Not one word shall return unto him void, but shall accomplish that whereto it was sent. And we know in 1 Kings 8:56, and it tells us, of all the good promises that God made to Israel, how many fail? Not one. But here, dear ones, we are so thankful to be here this evening again, and it's to be with the Lord's people. It makes a tremendous amount of difference. We know in due time, in 45:23 of Psalms, every knee will bow. We know in Philippians 2:9, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess in due time. In Acts 2:17, he will pour out, eventually, in due time, he will pour out his Spirit upon all mankind, upon all flesh. And we know that will not happen until between 10 and 11 on that chart. But here again, dear brethren, God has a due time for everything that's being done. In Galatians 4:4, we see the fullness of time. God's appointed times and seasons are a very important part of his plan. It has an exactness to the day. Our God is the God of order. Our Lord was born on time. The fact that this was 4,000 years after sin entered the world, it should show us the fixity of the divine purpose, and that every feature of the divine plan will be carried out. Not one word shall return unto him void. In due time, in Romans 5:6, when God sent forth his Son as the man Christ Jesus, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And we have those scriptures there, Hebrews 2:9, he tasted death for every man. And then 1 Timothy 2:5, you might want to write that one down. So this should give you and I, this should give us great confidence in the certainty of the development of the Lord's plans at the proper time. In due time and order, every recorded feature of the divine plan and its times and seasons is manifested to those that are watching. But the entire outline of the plan, together with the time features of it, was not due to be understood until the period designated the time of the end. And Brother Wilmot will be
addressing the theme tomorrow morning, I think it is. And that scripture, what we talked about, just the time of the end, in Daniel 12, 9 and 10. And let it be borne in mind that until such time as God proposes to reveal His secrets, neither learning nor piety can find them out. That should tell you and I something, dear ones. No man can receive anything except it be given. We have all of these bright minds in the world today, and yet they can't understand that what you have been privileged to see. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. What a blessing. Out of the billions of people that have been on this earth, God has made His face to shine upon a few. What a privilege. Although the prophecies have stood for centuries before the eyes of all, they could not be unlocked and their secrets read until the due time had come. The very fact that the entire outline of the Father's plan and also His times and seasons are now clearly discernible is strong proof that we are now living in the time of the end. Dear ones, you and I are upon this end of time. And what we're seeing, and as Paul, I believe it was, described it, the spasm, as spasm upon and the travail of a woman, or something to that effect. I can't get it right now. But what we're seeing, there are no more easements between the spasms anymore. So, here again, we are looking at what was written thousands of years ago. And yet we are seeing it being fulfilled. We are living, dear ones, in the time, in the end of the present dominion of evil and the dawn of the millennial day when knowledge should be, which knowledge has been increased, and the wise should understand. Daniel 12, 4 and 10. If prophecy was never designed to be understood, there could have been no reasonable object in giving it. And I'm, most of all, this is coming out of Volume 2. So then, dear brethren, let us then examine the Scriptures with a reverent spirit, that we may learn what God is pleased to show you and I with reference to His times and His seasons. The times and seasons were wisely hidden in the past, and the saints were thus saved from discouragement because the time was long. But as the plan nears its glorious consummation, it is the privilege of the saints to know it, that they may lift up their heads and rejoice, knowing that their deliverance draweth nigh. Luke 21:28. The revealing of the time and the time of the end will be as profitable and stimulating to the saints as its revealing before would have been unprofitable and discouraging for those who wrote them back there then. But you and I are on this end of the spectrum. Evidently, Our God is a God of order, as we stated earlier, and everything that He does is in accordance with a definitely prearranged plan. And His appointed times and seasons are no insignificant or unimportant part of His divine plan. As we stated earlier, we noticed that how Jesus was born on time. In the fullness of time, God sent His only begotten Son in Galatians 4:4. Our Lord's preaching, our Lord's first preaching, that is, was on the subject of time. He came preaching and saying, the time is fulfilled. And getting back to our Lord being born on time, well, it was already written in Daniel 9:24, and that particular area right there, we know what that tells us. The 70 weeks that were assigned. So He had to fulfill that which was already written. In due time, again, Christ died in Romans 5:6. He arose again the third day at the appointed time according to the Scriptures. On the third day, early in the morning, aren't we on the third day from the cross? Early in the morning right now? That's where we know what time it is. I think in Psalms 46:5, and He tells us what? He's going to help the church right early. What a blessing. But it also brings a lot of responsibility. Our Lord arose again the third day at the appointed time according to the Scriptures as we stated. He died according to our sins. And it was right at the due time. During our Lord's ministry, His enemies frequently sought to take Him. It was not the due time. But it is stated that they could not. Why? Because His hour was not yet come. John 7:30. The time prophecies were not given to satisfy mere curiosity, but to enable the student of the Word to recognize the foretold events when due. Prophetic time was given not to alarm the world, nor for the world in any sense, but to enlighten, strengthen, comfort, encourage, and guide the church in the troublous times and the end of this age. Therefore, dear ones, it is written, none of the wicked shall understand, only the wise. To these, this becomes meat in due season, and it, with other meat, will strengthen those who use it, so that they will be able to stand in the evil day, the day of trouble, with which this age closes. Let's look at a few scriptures here a moment. You might want to turn to Amos 3:7. Amos 3:7. Surely, the Lord does nothing unless it reveals His secret counsel to His servants, the prophets. In Romans 15:4, we quoted that scripture, well, we mentioned that scripture. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for the church's instruction. It says for our instruction. That through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. In Matthew 13, verses 16 and 17, I have it written here, I can't read my own writing. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, the church that is. They did not see it. And to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. We know, dear brethren, that today, in Isaiah 62, we can see that. Darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness the people. Is that not what we see today? In God's plan, He had fixed periods, and we just want to focus on those for a moment, for the rest of the way here. The fixed periods. We mentioned one a moment ago. The 70 weeks. And we know that's in Daniel 9:23-27. We're going to focus on the times. We talk another fixed period is the times of the Gentiles. We know He had a fixed period with the Jewish double. Everything is done in accordance with His due time. Then in Daniel 12, which Brother Wilmot will probably say something to that effect on tomorrow, is the times and the halftime. And also have in Daniel's the 2300 evenings and mornings. The 70 weeks, let's just focus on that just for a few minutes. And we read beginning at verse 24. I think I said beginning at 23, but it's beginning at 24. 70 weeks are determined or set apart upon thy people. And we don't want to just focus on some of these fixed times that God has set. And upon thy holy city. Goes on to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to bring in everlasting righteousness. And to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. And we know, dear brethren, that we're talking about 490 years. 70 literal weeks would be 490 days, and 70 symbolic weeks, as we know, would be 490 years. Those 490 years were specifically set apart as a period of favor to the Jewish nation. Divine favor to the Israelites must and did continue to them down to the full end of the 70 weeks. Although national favor ceased 3.5 years earlier, in the midst of the 70th week. And we know that is the appointed time for our Lord to be crucified, in the middle of the week. So the Jewish nation
was cut off in the middle of that week, but not as individual. And we know at AD 36, he went out to the Gentile. And Cornelius was the first Gentile convert, as you already know. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. Their house, in Matthew 23, I believe it's the last two verses, it tells us that their house was left unto them desolate. That happened to that nation in the middle of that particular week. So what did he do? In Acts 15:14, he went out to do what? To the Gentiles. And we know he went out to the Gentiles. AD 36, that was the end of that 70th week. He went out to the Gentiles to do what? To take out of them a people for his name. And we know, and we can be so thankful, so grateful today, that we have been given the opportunity to walk in that narrow way. But you know, in Acts 15:14, he tells us he went out to the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And all the prophets in the next verse, verse 15, and all the prophets agree. But then in the very next verse, I believe it's verse 16, and the first word there is what? After this, I will do what? Rebuild the tabernacle of David, the nation of Israel, which has fallen down. Do we see Israel back as a nation today? Last time I checked, they were there. Since 1948 as a nation. But dear brethren, God has a due and appointed time for every feature of his divine plan. And the reason he has to rebuild in Acts 15:16 is that in Matthew 23, the last two verses, their house was left unto them desolate. Now he's going to rebuild it. And that pyramid that we have here on this chart, very beautiful. That top stone has not been completed yet. It's still in the process. But we know when that top stone is completed. We know that in Malachi 4:2 it tells us when the Son of Righteousness arises, he will arise with healing in his beams. And that's for everybody. But dear brethren, the nation of Israel is back. That is tremendous. I, myself, coming up as a young man, that's been quite a long time back, but Israel was not a nation. They were scattered to the four corners. But since 1948, they are back as a nation again. And we know the scripture, what is it, Zechariah 12:10, that eventually, in due time, they're going to do what? Look up on him whom they have pierced. They do not recognize him yet. But eventually they are. So we know we're in the time of trouble, but beyond this dark cloud, there's a silver lining. But here again, the chart of the ages here, and we know that that top stone hadn't been completed. We know that tells us that at very top is what?
7:4 out of in Revelations. That's 144,000 plus the chief cornerstone is our Lord. But we know, I think it's 7:15 of that same chapter, the great company. You can't put a number with those. But the thing of it is, we can see the order, and everything has to harmonize with that very top stone up there. If they want life, they have to conform. I have a tendency, and my dear brother sitting to the right of me over here, he knows that I will go off in many directions. But the 70 weeks, again, dear ones, ended 3.5 years after the death of Christ, right at the due time when it was supposed to happen. It was marked off or set apart as a part of the 2300 days that was set apart for that. What kind of time do I have? I'm going to move on here. Oh. Must have it over here. You're not the only one, though. But again, dear brethren, we have also the due time. We just stated what we were talking about was Christ died in the middle of that week in harmony with the scripture that was the prophecy in Daniel 9, 24 through 27. He was died in the middle of that week, right at the appointed time. Our Lord in 1 Timothy 2:6, there's a due time for that, and which he accomplished. We know eventually that the earth will be filled in due time with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We know in Habakkuk 2:14, he tells us the same thing. In Jeremiah 31:34, eventually, every man will not, they will all know him from what? The least unto the greatest. Oh, thank you, brother. We know again that in John 12:32, and it tells us that our Lord, we know he has been lifted up. If I be lifted up, he's going to do what? Draw how many? All men unto me. In due time. We know that isn't occurring today. We're still, that highway of holiness isn't open yet. We still know that right now, the way is hard. That leads to life, and how many find it? A whole lot? No, it didn't say that. Few there be that find it. We're still in the dark. But we're in the early dawn, but it's just still the sun hadn't risen yet. That's what we're looking for. And we will be part of that. That sun of righteousness. Provided we meet the conditions that are set out here in the scriptures. Everyone's familiar with this, even the friends outside in the world today. John 3:16, they all know that one. Now, that's one scripture that I think most people recognize. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And he's in John, in verse 17 there, he says he didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
I'm just trying to work, and I evidently I left my papers over the part here that I left over there. That's okay. It's fine, brother. Well, I could just reach and get this. My dear brother here, he's very well organized. His dear brother here, and we're so happy to have him there with us. He kind of keeps me in line. But that's the way it is with me, and I just talk from, I'll start talking. But we know in due time, dear brethren, based upon what we're seeing today, and I quoted that scripture a moment ago, based on what's occurring in the world today at this particular point in time, all we have to do is look up while redemption draws nigh. I was discussing this, I don't think I had much chance to discuss it with Ed coming down. Brother Ed and Sister Gail picked us up and brought us from San Antonio down here. And I was showing them this grand reversal of history here. I had showed it to Sister Eleanor a while ago. She's going to copy some of that. And I was looking at, in due time, there's going to be a restitution of all. I was just trying to show some things here in front of the dark night of sin, the trouble that's coming upon the world. Behind that dark cloud, there's a silver lining. And we know that the world of mankind still is not on trial yet, individually. But the nations are, and we can see what is happening to them today. So I misappropriated my paper here, and I'll just look at some of this. And I didn't want to touch upon what Brother Wilmot was saying. I'll follow behind him tomorrow. But here again, and I apologize. I know it's here, and I can't find it. What I was to carry out for the rest of those fixed periods, we had the 1845 years, did we not? The Jewish double, which began at the death of who? Jacob in 1813 B.C. And it ended in A.D. 33 at the death of our Lord, did it not? The 1845 years of favor that was promised. From 1813 B.C. to A.D. 33, at the death of our Lord, was 1845 years. Their period of disfavor began in A.D. 33, in the middle of that week. And it ended... Their double in 1618 of Jeremiah, if you want to check that out, they had to pay a double based upon what they did. And from A.D. 33, you add the double there, the 1845 years, we go to 1878. A lot of things occurred in 1878. But that was a due time. 1878 was a due time to cover that double. Right on time, you had a Jewish prime minister, did you not? Lord Beaconsfield was his official title. But in 1878, there was a Jewish prime minister in England at the right time, at the time appointed. Israel, at that particular point in time, was able to start repurchasing land in Israel again, with that prime minister being in charge, working through Turkey. And Israel, they were able to start repurchasing land. Do we not believe that in 1878, that on time, that scripture in Revelations 14:13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from what? Henceforth. Here again, the sleeping saints, we believe, also was raised in 1870. I see it that way. Maybe someone has a different thought on that.
But 1878 is something else happened there at the right time.
Also, it's something else that I'm trying to think of that occurred in 1878, and I'm missing it. But here again, that double, and it was right on the exact time. Well, again, God is a great timekeeper, and that's what I think we're talking about a little bit earlier. Maybe I should have been talking to me too. Well, Brother Ed couldn't have watched. But anyway, dear brethren, again, for the church, again, in due time, when it's completed, that top stone is going to be completed in due time. We don't know the exact time, but we know right now, based upon what we're seeing in the earth today, what we're looking at today, and I don't have a time, that's Freeman Thompson speaking, but it is looking up, based upon what we're seeing in the earth today, it couldn't be many, many, many years longer. And I'm not putting any, I don't have date. I'm not one of date fixers. But with the spasms that we see in the earth today, dear one after another one. I can't relate to having a baby, but I know the ladies could. But the thing of it is, at one time we had spasms, and then you have an easement. Very little easement today behind each one of these, all of these things that are occurring today. I was sitting talking with Jim. There is no easement. It's one after the other. And it's right on this end of the time, is that what we're looking at? We know that, and I was talking with Brother Wilmot a little bit earlier, he was asking some questions. And there are two plans of salvation, as we already know. And that seed, the stars of the heavens, have not been completed yet. Otherwise, we would see something changing. And we know the tearing down. We can see that. But that 144,000 have to be in place before the blessings can commence. They have to be in place. And you have been blessed with that opportunity to be part of that top stone up there. Conditional, I know that. And the way is very hard that leads to life. And I know myself, it's a struggle for me each and every day. But I'm so thankful today, dear brethren, that I've been blessed with the throne of grace where I can come boldly and ask for mercy and for grace to help in every time of need. If we do that which has been provided, we can make our calling and election sure. And as I stated earlier, I stumble, but I don't stay there. I get up. I realize that old creature, it's constant. I have to keep pushing it back down every day. And I know I'm not alone. Again, dear brethren, and John 5, I'm going to get back to what I was talking about in due time. We know our Lord Himself stated in John 5, 28, 29, the time is coming when all are in the grave, but hear His voice and come forth. And it's as a result of that ransom that was provided on due time, in due time. But we can always recount our blessings to know that this is not the end of the matter. And the thing we need to do today is to be faithful. Be faithful unto death. Dear ones, again, I've talked to Jim a little bit earlier, and we have our testimony meeting on Wednesday night. And one of our dear sisters, with some of the things that you hear, it's just, but the Lord gives us these trials. I know it's a struggle with me every day, and I'm thankful for the help that I can get from the friends. But here again, dear ones, the blessings will not come to the world of mankind, that new covenant. And I had all of this, well, I'll bring it out tomorrow, at Mount Sinai, up under the law covenant, to bring out all of this and show at that particular time how all of the thunder and the light, all of these things that were occurring. So this is what we're going into, like situation with the new covenant that's going to be introduced after the church has been completed. And it's a time of trouble like it's never been. We know in due time, Israel, in Romans 11, 25 and 26, hardness in part has happened to Israel for how long? Until the fullness or full number of the Gentiles be come in. With Israel still being in, they still don't recognize the Messiah, so we know what time it is. Israel is still in ignorance of the Messiah. But we know in that particular scripture, when the full number of Gentiles be come in verse 26 it tells us, all Israel shall be saved. Not everlastingly, but they will have to manifest that obedience and righteousness. But that is at a time, a due time, which is going to happen. And here again, the only thing I had attempted to, and I kind of got away my notes here, but is to just bring out the fact that I know with Brother Wilmark tomorrow is going to talk about the time of trouble. But behind all of this trouble, that's where the blessings are going to commence. I had a little something here with a chart, and we were looking at something here, the times of restitution. Well, there are two aspects. First one is the general restitution of man's condition. Well, I'm looking at what I see right here. The blessings have already started from that standpoint. The restitution of man's condition. But then, eventually, the restitution of man as individual. The world is not on trial yet, individually. They're not on trial yet. But eventually, when that Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his beams, then we know that that's the time for the individual judgment of those individuals. So here again, dear friends, I know I had something. I've kept moving my stuff and moved it right out of the way here. But hopefully we've made some points clear here. But I see Brother Bruce is here. and he's helped me out. But anyway, we're thankful for just this opportunity. But in due time, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. And we know the only way that could happen is that, as Christ told us, the time is coming when all who are in the graves will be brought forth and given an opportunity. So here again, thank you for your patience with me this evening. I kind of left my notes somewhere else. But we're thankful for the opportunity, and hopefully the Lord blesses us in that regard. And if you have any questions or anything I may have said amiss, I would like to hear from you.